Welcome to Love This Bitch, the podcast that teaches you how to love your life and accomplish your goals through self-compassion and self-coaching. Now here's your host, MBA and Master Certified Professional Life Coach, Lisa Oglesby.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for spending a little time with me today, and I'm very happy to have you. So we have talked recently about identity and how you can create a mindset about your identity that serves you, and also core values and why having those and identifying what those are and what they mean for you will serve you. But I mentioned in those episodes, and it comes up many times, like when we're evaluating or reviewing, assessing things in our life, and I talk a lot about judgment versus evaluation. And in other episodes, we often talk about how it's our thoughts and beliefs behind certain phrases that decide whether or not they're helpful or what they mean to us. You know, like I talked about, do better every day, really helpful for some people. At one point, I was using it against myself as a judgment that I just wasn't good enough and I had to at least do a little better. Not something, you know, about growth. It was very negative for me. Judgment and evaluation are just words. I actually looked up the definitions, and really the way they're defined is almost opposite of the way that I think of them and use them. So I am going to go over those definitions, but that's why it's important that you just get the concepts and the ideas behind what we're talking about here. The actual words, those are semantics, and you can use whatever works for you, fitting within like the mindsets that we're going to talk about. So when I looked up judgment, I had two definitions that just popped up on the Googles. One was the ability to make considered decisions or come to a sensible conclusion. I was like, oh, well, that sounds great. That's actually what I talk about when I say evaluation, really. Just being able to look at something and decide one way or the other. No, in my brain, judgment, because I have a different connotation for judgment. More in line with definition number two, a misfortune or calamity viewed as a divine punishment. And I think that's closer to the connotation many of us have with judgment, even if you don't, you know, necessarily think of it as divine punishment, but it's just judgment is something bad that happens to you because you've screwed up, or, you know, judgment is whether something is good or bad. Like, and usually when we are judging ourselves, it's not that we're good. It's negative. So that's, for me, the connotation that comes, and for a lot of us with judgment, is, you know, that it's right or wrong, smart or stupid. It's just an internal criticism, versus that first definition, just the ability to make a considered decision. And then I looked at the definition for evaluation, and it said the making of a judgment, so overlapping there, about the amount, number, or value of something, an assessment. So that sounds a little bit like the value thing that we were getting into with judgment, which was interesting. Like I said, they kind of define almost backwards than I have them. But I really like the part about an assessment, which another overlapping definition I then looked up. And assessment is the evaluation or estimation of the nature, quality, or ability of someone or something. So for these purposes, since the definitions, you know, have different connotations, different meanings to you, I'll explain to you their meanings for me so we can talk about these, the really more important part, the background concepts of what I mean when I say, you know, evaluation versus judgment. In this context, we're talking about judgment as that harsh inner critic, and that something is either good or bad, right, wrong, smart, stupid, those kind of judgments. And evaluation as just assessing the likelihood that this thought, action, feeling, whatever it might be, will serve you, which means that it will help you reach your goals, it'll fit with your vision, your identity, and your core values. And we also talk about that a lot when it comes to failure. If you look at a failure and don't judge yourself about it, instead evaluate it, look at it as, what is my estimation here of how this turned out? Did it move me towards my goal? Okay, no, that's why I've labeled it a failure. All right, what can I learn from it, right? It takes that evaluation and that assessment further. It's not just, I suck, I'm no good, I should have done this, I should have done that, just beating yourself up in a way that doesn't help you or doesn't serve you. It's just evaluating it non-judgmentally and just assessing, okay, this didn't push me further. Why? Not because I suck. It didn't push me further because this part didn't work out, this part didn't, maybe wasn't what I expected it to be, right? And just learning from that failure as feedback, or evaluating that thought, that task, as we talked about with the core values. We want to evaluate the things in our life and how we think and feel about them versus judging. This is bad, this is good, this is right, this is wrong, all that heavy language and beating ourselves up if we don't pick the right thing, pick the best thing. Did this make me a good person, a bad person? Did this make me good enough, or did this show how horrible I really am? None of those types of judgments are helpful. They're not going to motivate you. They're not going to help you perform differently the next time. They're not going to create positive feelings in you. The evaluation there is that the judgment is not helpful. It's not serving. Maybe it has been at one time in your life. Again, we don't need to judge the judgment. We don't want to get in a, you know, that's something that I have to work on. I work with many of my clients, right? When you start noticing the judgment, then you start judging yourself for the judgment. I've mentioned that many times. But again, you can just evaluate. You can evaluate that judgment. Does it help me? Does it motivate me to try better, to do this differently, to go at it again? Or does it just make me feel like crap, which makes me feel like not doing anything or hiding or giving up or quitting? Giving up, quitting, same thing. But you see, like, the concepts behind them are different. If you consider a judgment as a considered decision, that's fine. The actual words are not important. But the idea of beating yourself up and of giving yourself a label that is weighty and heavy and that judges you, that categorizes you, especially in a negative way, it's not helpful. It doesn't serve you. Assessing the situation, evaluating it in a, you know, considered way so that you can learn from it, so that you can decide, is this thought helpful for me right now, right? You don't have to judge your thought. Oh, that's a horrible thought. Oh, that's a great thought. You can just look at it like, oh, does this thought serve me? Does it fit with my goals? Does it support me in reaching those goals or showing my core values in the way that I live? And if not, okay, maybe we can let that thought go. Maybe we want to do some work to rewire that thought if it's something that reoccurs wherever we're at with it. But evaluating it just in that moment, does it serve without the heavy language, without beating yourself up? A task, an activity. Do I want to do that in the future? Or evaluating that, whether you should say yes or no, like we talked about in the last episode, or, you know, evaluating how your performance went. Again, not in a judgment way, but maybe I want to do this differently so that I show up differently next time. That kind of evaluation, that kind of assessment, things that support you, help you learn, help you grow, you know, help you make an evaluation, an assessment of how you're going to behave in the future that serves you, that fits with who you are, with what you want, not just the harsh inner critic beating yourself up all the time. So I wanted to, it's a kind of a brief nuanced topic, but since I had mentioned it quite a bit in the core values episode, and I know it comes up when we talk about failure a lot, I wanted to visit these ideas of how we evaluate thoughts, tasks, activities, choices, actions versus judging them. And in that way, you know, using them to our benefit, learning from them and making those events and those determinations in ways that serve us instead of the constant judgment and beating ourselves up and criticizing everything we think, feel, or do. So, I mean, that's a huge, I know it may even seem for many of you because I've been there and because I work with many clients on this, but it seems almost like impossible. that's just all you know is the harsh inner critic and the judgment. And, you know, that may be something that you struggle with, but it's not impossible. There's work that can be done listening to this podcast, putting these things into practice, working with a coach, me or someone else. There's work that can be done to help you switch that inner critic to a supportive voice, to an evaluation approach instead of a judgment approach. It just takes time and practice. And so when you do that, you'll notice that the inner critic, the harsh judgment, becomes less over time. It may be, you know, like I said, something that you struggle with, something that your mind defaults to in the future. It may not ever go away. You don't have to believe that it's going to completely go away. That's fine. It's just about managing it, right? Making the time when you're not beating yourself up become longer and longer in between. Instead of doing it all day, every day, maybe you're like, oh, I was really harsh on myself 2 days last week, right? We're just looking for growth, for progress. We're not looking for a complete 180, if that helps. I know sometimes if you can see it, you know, if you can believe it, it helps to move towards that goal. And if it seems impossible, you might start judging yourself and being like, I just can't do it. But you definitely can learn to evaluate and, you know, look at things in your life and assess them in a way that benefits you versus the judgment. So remember to use that with identity, vision, core values, goal setting, you know, any kind of plans you're making. Anytime there is a failure, looking for feedback, looking for evaluation and assessment of how those things fit in your life and how they serve you versus just, it's another way I didn't do well. It's another way that I have failed, that I am no good. We don't want to use any of the tools in that way as a judgment. We want to use them as an evaluation tool to help guide us in the way that we want to go, in a way that benefits us. I hope that helps, and if you're enjoying these episodes, please like, follow, subscribe so you don't miss out, and also 5 stars, great rating. I talk about this every episode, but just to help, you know, share with others, because I want to help as many people as possible. And if it really spoke to you, if you want to work with me, talk about coaching one-on-one, there's always the free consult link for that. Have a great day. Evaluate. And don't judge. And I look forward to sharing with you again soon.